sad, but probably the best thing for him right now. So we wish him a quick and speedy recovery for sure, Vashro.
Yeah, it's tough for home players to pull out of their home slam.
Not really home players.
Well, you know what I mean. But as close as he could
get. It is close enough.
As close as he could get.
He's one of us. There's no doubt.
On after the Vallejo Kwame match, it'll be Anisimova against Graba, then Coco Gauff, defending champion, against Sharif, and then it'll be Collignon taking on Ben Shelton. And on Court Simon Mathieu after Gaston and Francisco Cerúndolo, it'll be Felix Auger-Aliassime against the aforementioned Burruchaga of Argentina. And then it'll be the number 9 seed Victoria Mboko against Katerina Siniakova. So lots of good matches to come still on
coming back
day 5.
I have to go see my osteopath. I slept so wrong last night that I cannot feel my right shoulder blade.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's horrible. You know when you wake up and you have a bad neck and breathing hurts?
Yes. Yes, I do.
But my osteopath, I call him the magician. It is incredible.
Well, so sounds good. Shout out to the magician.
Yes, merci.
I thought that was Fabrice Santoro.
Merci, Alexis. No. It's another magician.
Sinner serving 30 love at 4-1. Bashes the forehand into the corner. That's not coming back. It'll be 40 love. We've got the order of play out for tomorrow.
We do,
a surprise.
Already?
Bit of a surprise. The night match is not Djokovic Fonseca.
No way.
It is Quentin Alice.
I told you, because the Frenchies.
Against Zverev.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so where is
Fonseca and Djokovic, a third match on, not before 3:30, so in the heat of the day.
He's not going to be happy.
That's where he played yesterday. First match on for the third round in a row, Iga Świątek, who's obviously got good pulling power as a four-time champion, up against Magda Linette, her compatriot.
Well, that's going to be a tough one.
And then Andreeva Buskova after that.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough match with Linette, to tell you.
Could be,
because Linette's playing and believing. That's the it's one thing playing well, but believing you can beat anyone, and especially Iga. I think she already beat Iga in the past.
She has done, but I think, I mean, Iga's obviously beaten her more times than she has.
Well,
but still.
You still know that you can do it, and I think she has done it on clay. I have to look at that.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that always also happened, so, yeah. Very interesting.
Take you through the full head-to-head at the end of this match, which is coming pretty quickly because Sinner is 2 sets to love and 4-1 up, 40-15 up. We'll probably go across to the, I don't know, maybe the Kwame-Vallejo match after this. We'll see.
Kwame with 2 break points opportunity. Did you say that already?
Nope. There you go. Actually, it's only 1-1 head-to-head.
Yeah,
he's got it. Linette.
Just broke right here.
Sinner holds 5-1. One game away now from the last round. Świątek beat Linette in a tough match in Miami this year, 6-3 in the third. But Linette won their only other meeting back in 2023 in China.
Oh, that's
Beijing, 1-1.
Okay.
Which is a very odd scoreline.
Yeah.
Considering. We shall see. So Juan Manuel Cerúndolo trying to extend his stay here on Court Philippe Chatrier against Yannick Sinner, but he's been bullied around the baseline and the net and everywhere on the court all day. Sinner just a little bit lackadaisical for once. Misses a forehand.
I'm having a little chocolate brioche.
Oh, well, as Mariana said.
Are you ready for it?
Go for it, yeah. I'll keep talking.
You going to try it?
Maybe in a bit. Mariana says, because I think Stefan's put a picture on the Instagram feed of it.
No, was there impressed?
Exactly. And he says, she says it looks a bit squashed, but bravo, Sophie, it's the thought that counts.
Finally, some nice human being.
It does
out
look
there.
Nice.
It is a little squashed.
Oh, I'm sure it's good.
It is.
Was it in your backpack?
No, it was just in my bag, but I bought it outside of here.
You weren't on your scooter.
I had to buy it this morning, keep it for you, all of you here.
Very kind of you.
I don't have a scooter this year.
Ah, okay.
It's too dangerous.
Do you own? Is it your scooter or did you just hire it?
No, I used to actually rent a scooter.
Okay, yeah.
1 year.
Thank you. I'll try and eat that in a minute after this. Maybe when Sinner's talking. Which won't be long, although Cerúndolo at least looking like he's going to double his tally in this set. Lead 40 love at 1-5. Sinner just kicking a bit of dust away. Baseline, just standing on the baseline. Doesn't make massive attempt to play that ball. I think he realises, don't bother expending any extra energy. I'll just serve this out in a minute. 5-2 he leads in the third set. even a match like this, how long has it been going? Can't quite see the clock from here. Hour and 55. That's, you know, that starts to get a bit testing when it's in the heat.
I said, you know, if you can finish under 2 hours, it's going to be close to it.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Probably will. That'd be a good job. Job well done from him.
That was so good, that little bite. I wish I had a little café au lait.
Ah, yeah, that's
right. A petit café au lait. But no, it's okay. It's too hot anyway for coffee.
It is. Well, especially right now. Yeah, kind of coke-y. There's a big documentary coming out tomorrow, Rafael Nadal. It's going to be very interesting to watch that.
I heard it was incredible.
I'm sure. I mean, the access they had, obviously.
Did you say the last one, the Billy one, the Give Me the Ball?
No, I haven't seen that.
It just came out as well, which I can't wait to watch. And one of my very dear friend, Helen Russell, was one of the team who put it together. She works on archives, been really working on many of Billy's documentaries. And so shout out to my friend Helen Russell.
Very good. Yeah, Jody's making the point. They keep giving Iga first match of the day. Well, and they put Novak in the dead heat of the day twice. He's got more slam titles than Iga.
I'm very surprised.
I would say that the third match on Châtrier, given the time it is on a Friday, is bang on peak time. I mean, there are going to be a lot of people getting off work early who will tune into that match. That's almost the peak match in terms of France Television, who show the afternoon matches.
Yeah, but it's...
I'm surprised too.
Beyond mad about this schedule.
Well, it'll either spur him on.
I mean, he's the oldest guy in the draw,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oy.
Well, after Wawrinka and Monfils went out.
Well, but they're out.
Yeah.
I'm saying left in the draw as Zverev came in on the drop shot volley and himself was able to hit that down the line and win the point here. So Zverev love 15 on Yannick Sinner's serve, trying to close it out here. 6-3, 6-2, 5-2. An hour and 57 minutes on court.
First set to Hurkacz over Tiafoe on court 14.
Yeah,
tiebreak.
I was thinking that Hurkacz was going to win this match, really.
Oh, there'll be some big serving on that court.
Mm-hmm.
As Sinner tries to emulate them. But he nets a forehand and he's got himself in a bit of a hole here at love 30.
0-30.
Trying to finish it off. Doesn't want to extend the match any further than it needs, but he's going to have to work a little harder. Takes his towel from the side for a moment. A couple of balls. Sends two back to the... wait, how many balls did he take? Five. He took five balls from the ball kids, handed two to one ball boy and one to another. Now he's got two that he needs, one in his pocket, and off he goes with the other one. Serve and volley. We didn't get the angle this time and messed up the volley as a result. And all a bit casual and a little tired looking for Sinner in this game, in the last game.
This is big. Is this like the first breakpoint opportunity or did he have some? We'll have to look at this.
Since we started.
Three in a row, that's for sure.
Three in a row, yes. Since we started covering this match, yes. But big chance maybe for Cirundolo to take one of these and extend the match. It is two breaks of serve that Sinner has, of course. But still, it'd be a little bit of a moral victory for Cirundolo if he could grab this game somehow. Missed the first serve, Sinner. Standing a little wider on the ad court to hit the second. Oh, and he sends that down the tee and well wide.
Uh-oh.
Very odd game from Sinner. And he is broken. And it's 5-3. Broke to love. His fourth double fault of the match. That was an odd game.
That was a scary game, actually. It's changing rackets right now at 5-3 because of the new balls coming up. It was more than strange.
Yeah, I mean, every time something like that happens with Sinner, we wonder about his aches and his cramps. At the moment, he looks fine, but he was not exactly moving brilliantly in that rally. He's walking fine. Here he goes. He's actually jogging to the baseline.
Oh, he's trying to get going and to see if the body is not giving him any trouble, which... As I said, the longer you keep him on the court, the more chances you have for him to have anything with his body and his physical aspect of the fact that we've seen him going through heat and cramping and not enjoying himself.
There must be a little bit of a fear factor as well.
Of course.
With him. He just doesn't know when it's going to come.
That's right.
And that will probably hasten it.
And he's stretching his back right now. you know he's not...
Not feeling good.
Nope.
Ace on the first point. I think it's just wide.
Yeah, that ball second is just one. Wide on second. Almost.
Yeah, I think Sinner is
he's hurting.
Starting to hurt a bit. 2 hours on the clock. Sends a backhand down the line. He might have a chance to attack this one. He does, but doesn't go cross-court as he might. He's at the net. He doesn't stretch properly for that volley, and he is feeling it. Is it here?
And you can tell, on that volley, he kind of like leaned to it, kind of like gave a big lunge towards that ball. He's still stretching his back. He's still kind of like bending from the waist all the way to his shoes.
Dirty love, Sarundalo. 7 points in a row. In fact, more than that. 8 from when he won his own service game. Kick serve to the backhand of Sinner. It's a good one. Pushes Sarundalo back. Then a slice from Sinner. And he had been hitting more slices in this set.
40-0.
You do wonder. That's a poor slice. Goes wide.
He's late. I think he's going to go for it and miss that return and go to the changeover. Try to give himself a little break. Ice around the neck and try to serve it out again.
Yeah, with some serve volleying, I think.
Yeah.
Sarundalo, who, as an Argentinian, to meet the stereotype, probably would love to be out here for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
And capable of it.
There we go. Bye-bye.
Sinner sends the backhand return over the baseline. It's a love hold. 2 love games in a row for Sarundalo. So Sinner will serve for the match for a second time. He's looking decidedly shaky all of a sudden.
I mean, Sarundalo is not even wearing a hat. That's to tell you, it's like, yeah, give me the sun anytime.
Yeah.
And you see Sinner on his chair trying to move around his legs, giving a little massage with the towel on top of both quads. Yep. There's definitely trouble in paradise here. Let's see if he's able to close it out here.
Yeah, it's very interesting. See how he recovers here. This change of end is very important. Got to stay hydrated. Got to get as much ice on you as possible.
Yeah, he's still massaging his left thigh. You know, that's worrisome when you think of it.
I'm going to break off a bit of this meeting in a minute.
Yes, go for it.
Thank you. That's good.
Is this Adele?
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah.
Hello,
what a voice.
Meanwhile, what else is happening? Vallejo 2-1 up on serve against Kwame. 2-1 Kwame leads on court Suzanne Lollin. But we're back. And now what does Sinner have? Has he got enough in him to finish this set and match off? This match looked dead and buried a moment ago, but now all of a sudden there's a bit of jeopardy in it. Can Sinner's body... Can he force himself through this and play a proper game to finish the match? 5-4, third set, Sinner serves. A bit more invested into that serve, but it's in the net. Sarundalo standing again on the angle outside the tram lines almost. Then he squares up to return. Still miles back. He doesn't have to return. It's a double fault from Sinner.
0-15.
That's the last thing he wanted in the first point this game.
What are we witnessing right now?
Yeah. It is very odd.
Wow.
Crowd getting behind Sinner.
Well, we talked about it before the or during the broadcast earlier that there is something that could bother Sinner. It's definitely the heat.
Sends a good serve down the tee, hoisted high back from Sarundalo. Sinner doesn't get there. He got himself in a total tangle, tried to reach for the ball in the end, and the ball bounced into the net.
Mistimed. I think he is cramping already, the way that he's walking, but he doesn't want to show it. Oh, wow.
Wow, he's starting to walk slower and slower. He's taken extra time between points, taking a couple of extra balls. He's love 30. He has lost 10 points, 11 points in a row.
Merci.
From 5-2. Hasn't won a point. Love 30. Needs a first serve. Good serve on the angle. Servant volley. High lob return. Smash from Sinner. Not hit perfectly. Cirundolo gets it back. Backhand into the backhand side from Sinner. Sinner goes up the line with a backhand. Cirundolo's just keeping the ball in here. That's all he needs to do. That's what he thinks. Sinner's going to try and make something happen. Backhand down the line. Then he steps into a backhand. Lips off the ground to hit it with one leg. Forehand from Sinner. Down the middle of the court. Cirundolo just keeping it going. Happy to just trade blows from the baseline. Doesn't need to push it. Backhand up the line from Cirundolo. Bigger backhand from Sinner is long, and it's three breakback points.
Oh, boy.
And he's bending over now,
not
Sinner.
Feeling good.
Zero.
Again, going towards just breaking, you know, going down with his back. Now he's sitting. Oh, my goodness. All the camera people, all the photographer are just taking, and he's taking a break. He's going to get definitely a warning for the time that he's taking right now. He's sitting on the side of the court.
He's bending over, stretching out his back side to side.
He's asking probably for
He's having like all over body cramps, isn't he?
I'm not sure if it's a body cramp or he's even faintish at this stage, but now you have early talked coming down.
Wow, he's fainting a bit. Yeah, he's feeling a bit dizzy perhaps.
Yeah.
The umpire's come right down to the baseline to talk to Sinner. I think she's going to say to him, if you don't get on with it, you can you can lose the point, but you'd have to lose the next 4 points and then deliberately and then, or give them up and sit down and have treatment.
Yeah. But he needs to make a decision here because it's not fair for Cirundolo right now who's ready.
Yeah, exactly. He's still bent over double. Now he's going to sit down. So he's going to give up the game.
Sitting down, giving up the game.
And maybe the next game too.
Yep.
I don't think you can sit down at 5-all.
Okay,
I think you'd have to go to 6-5.
No, he's asking for he can't continue. He's asking for you can't do that. If you can't continue, you can get medical attention. And he can't continue.
Yeah, he's sat, bent over. What's the umpire going to say?
Mesdames et messieurs, le soigneur a été appelé sur le court.
Okay, there you go. So the physical
term.
Yeah. So he's allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But he's...
So he hasn't had to give up any points yet.
He hasn't yet lost the point. So they're going to get the trainers on court to evaluate, probably do all check on his vitals.
Wow. It's all going so straightforwardly to 6-3, 6-2, 5-2.
Again, it's not surprising with what we've seen this. The history of Sinner is that heat has such huge effect on his body.
Yeah. He's going to need a lot of help here somewhere. If he's feeling dizzy as well, maybe it's not the cramping as such yet.
Wow.
Jody's asking, does Sinner's fitness trainer not address the heat issue? Rude plays for 4 hours, Menchik played 5, or he had to be wheeled off the court.
I know, but it's
and
Cirundolo
doesn't look bothered at all. Yeah, exactly.
It's a different
of course
body.
They are. They're trying to get to the bottom of it.
They've been trying and trying. It's just, and I mean, you look at his body, you know, shape, he's so frail. And most of the guys are not that frail, really.
No, he's very skinny.
And if they are,
skinny.
They're on the same page. They get the same problems.
The upshot of this is that I haven't been able to eat my brioche yet.
Well, go ahead.
No, I've had a little bit. It's very nice.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, it's good. So the trainer has left the court.
He is leaving
the court. Sinner is going to take a medical timeout here. Wow.
So Cirundolo is stuck on the court right now. He can't go out.
Cirundolo's staying there. I mean, he could if he wanted to. I could have a shower.
Oh, I would go out in the AC right now because that's going to be at least 10 minutes on the court.
Exactly. We're going to have a little break here. I think while this happens...
Mesdames et messieurs, Yannick Sinner sort du terrain pour une évaluation médicale off-court. Merci.
Okay, so there's an off-court evaluation, which then probably will lead to a medical timeout.
Which could be it could be 15 minutes right now from the clock. It's 2:09, let's just check. Well, actually 2:07 since this happened. And Cirundolo is sitting on this chair.
The timeout itself should only be 3 minutes. Depends how long it takes to evaluate.
Well, the evaluate
him.
Is
could
2 minutes,
a while.
I think. I think you only have
so it should
a certain
be five.
Time. But and then the timeout, the MTO is what?
Three minutes.
Yeah, that's going to be much longer.
It could only be 5, but let's see how long it is.
2:07 since the last point finished. So 2:09 when he left the court.
2:17. Yeah, on the clock. Right, let's go and check in with Vallejo and Kwame, because that one's becoming pretty interesting. On court, Suzanne Longlen. Kwame taking the first two sets, 6-3, 7-5. Vallejo winning the third 6-3, and it is 2-2 in the fourth. Kwame trying to get a break, but it's 30-15 Vallejo on his serve. The Peruvian gets up to a smash and puts it away nicely and pumps his fist. He's got a lot of energy about him. 22 years of age. First Roland Garros and Grand Slam main draw debut this week. First Paraguayan man to even play at a slam since Ramon Delgado in 2010.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Oh, my goodness. I have to tell you this. Now, Cerundolo is actually standing on the court in the heat and moving around like if it was at La Playa on the beach.
I guess he doesn't want to sit down.
Vallejo men, 3-2.
Himself, but... He might start. I know,
he's
going to sit down.
He's sitting
now.
Back down, but he was like looking at his camp going, what am I supposed to do? Well,
I wouldn't be standing up in the sun.
No.
That's the one thing I wouldn't do. It's 3-2 Vallejo, having held serve to 15. All sorts of drama happening on court. Philippe Chatrier, if you're just joining us, Jannik Sinner, two sets up, 6-3, 6-2. He was 5-2 up, 5-1 up, in fact. Against Juan Manuel Cerundolo, but suddenly started to feel the effects of the heat, whether it be cramping, couldn't quite tell, or certainly some sort of dizziness or a feeling of discomfort. He has gone off the court at 5-4, love 40 on his own serve, for an evaluation. He'll have a medical timeout after that, no doubt, and then hopefully come back and play. But it's certainly a very worrying situation for Sinner and his team as they wait to find out what happens.
Hubris.
Elsewhere, what else is going on the outside courts? Just getting underway between Martin Landaluce of Spain, another good young player, against Vítka Priva, Czech Republic. Hubert Hurkacz up a set on Francis Tiafoe. Tiafoe up 3-2 on serve in the second. Hugo Gaston's taken the first set against the other Cerundolo, Francisco, 6-2. It was 2-1 Cerundolo with a break in that one. So in the Moise Kwame camp, of course, the great Richard Gasquet, who is part of the coaching team. He's found himself, he's looked around and thought, who's the best young player out there? Oh, I'll have him. I'll start my coaching career with him.
Why not? Yeah,
don't need to work too hard. He looks pretty good. Give it a go. Do keep your messages coming in. French Open Radio at fft.fr, and on Twitter or X it is at radio_RG. We love hearing from you where you are, what you think of this Sinner episode, what's going on. We've seen a lot of injury retirements in this first 4 days, 5 days, withdrawals, a couple of walkovers as well, people really struggling in this heat.
Can you imagine if Sinner cannot continue and is out the tournament? I mean, the men's draw is just... I mean, now everything is going to... Everybody's going to think I can win this.
Well, and then Novak's thinking, why am I playing in the heat?
Uh-huh.
What are you trying to do to me? This could be anyone wins this. Yeah, you're right. Could be anyone. Alexander Zverev, who gets the night match tomorrow night, has been so close to winning a slam, might suddenly think, oh, I could do this. Anyone in the draw, really. 15-30 on the Kwame serve after a good forehand from Vallejo. A little bit of pressure on the 17-year-old. This is the thing that he's not yet used to, this kind of situation in a slam.
This tournament is going to be called Survival of the Fittest.
Wow.
It's going to be the nickname of this year. Jannik Sinner has come back on court, so okay. It's been 5 minutes exactly. Make it six very quickly that he's left the court. Last point was played about 7 minutes ago.
It's 30-all here, but we'll go straight back to Sinner and Chatrier, because he's back on court and he's going to carry on playing straight away. Crowd getting behind him. I'm guessing if he was feeling sort of
0-40
dizziness or anything, he'll have taken some sort of pill, but that will take a while to work.
So it's love 40.
Yeah. Three breakback points for Cerundolo, having been 5-1 down in this third set. Sinner serves. Oh, it's not much on that serve. How fast was that? 160k. 100 miles an hour. Second serve. Oh, he just rolls that in. Did well to get it over the net. Well, he thumps the forehand. That was more like it. Maybe figures. I mean, not pushing, not putting money in that one. Slice backhand from Sinner. There's nothing there. He loses the game. The break is back. Cerundolo must be thinking, this is my lucky day. Sinner is in big trouble here. I guess it's a question of how long whatever he's taken takes to work.
He's trying to walk towards the shade. There is a little bit of shade back on this end, on the north part of the court towards the president's box, but not much, and he's still bending over from the waist. Just, it's hard to walk, actually.
Wow, it's amazing, isn't it?
He's barely moving. It looks like his legs are two pieces of wood.
Cerundolo, since all this happened, he's done a very good job in not making any mistakes. And he starts his service game. Forehand down the line was big from Sinner, but it's out, and he's starting to cramp again.
It seems like it's maybe something on the hip or on the
left side.
Left, yeah.
He's had hip issues in the past. Can't see where his team are sat, can you?
Well, they're on the left.
So they're in the far corner?
Far corner left, yeah.
Served.
From where we are, so.
Serve from Cerundolo. Sinner gets across to a forehand to get it back in play, but no more than that. And Cerundolo just rolls the forehand into the open court. It's 30 love. Sinner has not won a point since 5-1.
Is it 14 points, maybe?
3, 12, 13, 15, because at least one of the, maybe 16, from the end of the 5-1 game.
It's kind of his left growing, it seems, that he is pointing to.
Cerundolo just rolls the serve in. He makes a mess of the backhand off a decent return from Sinner.
He's probably thinking on the other side, is this really going to be my lucky day that I'm going to take out the number one player in the world and favorite here?
Well, I mean, if Sinner doesn't improve here, then he is. Because Sinner cannot win playing like this unless Cerundolo hands it to him.
No, he can't move.
Exactly. First serve in the net, 30-15.
I think he's going to try for a winner on the return.
Yep. Second serve, short. Sinner bashes it backhand cross court. Good response from Cerundolo. Cross court, inside out winner on the forehand. It's beauty from the Argentinian.
Left to forehand, inside out to the forehand of Sinner, but there's nobody home here. Doesn't even attempt to go and try to get that ball. It's game point here for the Argentinian.
40-15. What a turnaround. And it's all because of the physical condition of Yannick Sinner, the best player in the world by a street this year since the Australian Open.
Well, you know, it catches up to you when you win so much.
Well, there is
you have to know that the body is only human, right?
That's an easy forehand winner from Cerundolo. Rolled into the corner. He holds serve for 6-5. Sinner just sort of half-jogged after it, got nowhere near it, and he's walking pretty slowly, pretty concernedly to his chair, looking over to his team. I don't know if he's going to sit down, is he? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know,
but
I think he's going to keep trying.
Yeah.
Just seeing if maybe, like you said, if they're giving something that might help him out. Maybe some anti-inflammatories. I mean, who knows? But because we have no clue what it is, really. He's taking some tablets now. Yeah, definitely.
It tends to take, anyone who takes pain-killing tablets or any kind of tablets like this knows that it takes 20, 30 minutes for them to really kick in sometimes.
Putting ice also on his neck, so it's got to be like a combination of a lot of things. The heat, definitely, because he looked like he was like almost about to faint when he had to stop.
You make a good point though, Sophie. Yeah, for once, when you talk about how much he's played, should he have played Madrid, for example? He could have had that time off. He was obviously always going to play Rome,
right? But you're right.
He could have taken a break somewhere along the line there.
Yeah. Well, that was a question that Gigi was asking. You know, do you think he goes to try to win 9 in a row in the 1,000 and 10 in a row eventually? Because if he wins 9 in Canada, he's got to play Cincinnati behind it, and then that's jeopardizing the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
So
at some stage, he's got to realize that that's not a good idea. Who cares whether you win 9 Masters in a row?
Yeah, I think nobody's. I mean, who's going to win 8 anyway?
No.
So keep that history, in the history book, and focus on really getting to the US Open in the best shape possible.
And you wonder, does he need to win this set to win this match? Maybe. 5-6, Sinner serves. Goes out wide on the serve and volley. Good choice. Because the backhand return from Surrender, though, is a lob that goes long. I think basically he's probably going to do that on every point. Certainly on the deuce court. Till Surrender finds a way to change that dynamic. It's 15 love Sinner. More on the serve, but less accuracy. Goes way long. Rolls it in down the tee. Zorindalo runs round it to hit the forehand. Forehand from Sinner is big, cross court, much better. Best shot he's hit in a long time. And it draws the error, and it's 30 love.
Yeah, no doubt that he's trying to push it here, at least to a tiebreak, to give himself a chance again. Being is back to the wall, down 5-6 here. What a turnaround this has been.
Depending on whether he's feeling dizzy or not. I suppose this sharpens the mind. He knows that he's got to just get on with it. Serve and volley. It's a low volley into the net. Wasn't the best serve. Surrenderlo had time to dip it at the feet.
Tonkins.
Now he's hitting his arm with his racket, his upper arm, so you know that's about cramps as well.
Oh, it must be a horrible feeling to know that, to sort of sense it coming when you've had these issues.
Well, I just spent two of my last pickleball tournaments in the ER. I'm not kidding you, because I was playing in the heat like this. ER because of dehydration, and I fainted in the last one.
That doesn't sound very healthy.
It's not pretty.
What are you doing? Backhand from Sinner at 30-15. Forehand cross court on the angle from Surrenderlo, trying to move Sinner around the court, but he gets to it. Hits a big forehand down the middle, followed by a slice. It goes deep to the backhand of Surrenderlo, who actually hits a poorish shot, but turns into a good one as Sinner loses balance and then misses the backhand long.
Yeah, he's definitely cramping. He's moving his legs up.
30 ans.
It's astonishing how many times we've seen this in the last year or so. But he's not the only one. Remember Alcaraz cramping?
No, he's not the only one,
having all over body cramps here a couple of years ago. And it wasn't as hot as this.
And as you said earlier, Surrenderlo can stay here for another 10 hours in this heat.
It looks like
this is actually very cool for me.
It certainly looks like that's how he feels.
For the Argentinian, he's like, yeah.
30 all. Bigger first serve, 191 kilometers an hour, but it was out.
Francisco, his brother, is down a set 6-2 against Gaston. That's on court Simon Mathieu.
Second serve from Sinner. Surrenderlo runs around it to hit a forehand. He plays the angle and gets...
That hurts the correction right away. From the...
I don't think he's going to argue.
He knew.
Aurélie says
He saw it good too. He's actually saying to Aurélie Tourte, the ball was good. They would replay
the point.
He had got the ball back into play, so they'll replay it. But Sinner, thought he'd won that point for a moment.
Now, do you know that? I mean, Francisco Surrenderlo can see, because on the changeover they showed the score on the courts. He's probably going, "What is going on?"
He'll be thinking, "Wow,
my little brother is coming back."
Well,
my little brother is still on this.
Yeah, he'd be like, "Oh, this is good."
He needs to focus on his own match.
Maybe
though,
someone
he's down a set.
Maybe someone in the crowd there who's listening to us can tell him what's happening. Whoa, went for a big second serve, Sinner. It's a double fault into the net, and it is set point to Juan Manuel Surrenderlo. Goodness me.
This is absolutely outrageous.
Astonishing events here on Court Philippe Chatrier. Crowd trying to get behind Sinner. We play a little underarm serve here. Surrenderlo's way back in the court. No. Serve down the tee is a good serve and volley. In comes Sinner on the smash. He doesn't look totally happy. Surrenderlo gets it back in play. Sinner nets the forehand. Didn't move to his forehand side properly. The third set goes to Juan Manuel Surrenderlo. And do we have an enormous shock on our hands here? 2-1, Sinner leads, but he's in a whole world of trouble physically.
Wow. Yep, this is... it's rough to see, but you got to also give credit to Surrenderlo to just hang in there and himself to not really pay attention to what's across the court, which is so difficult as Sinner is taking another break, taking his bag off courts, probably for a bathroom break, probably going to take a shower. It's going to be another at least 5 minutes. Wow.
I mean, it really is. Even though we know he struggles with cramps, it's astonishing to actually see it all start. And good on Surrenderlo, for even at 5-1 he was fighting hard to just win that game. He wasn't thinking, I can see him cramping already, I don't think, or that he's struggling. because at that stage Sinner was just motoring towards the conclusion of the match, but wow, this is...
And Surrenderal are still staying on the court. I mean, Sinner is getting off the court now for the second time. The first one was for the medical timeout, evaluation and treatment, and then came back on court. Surrenderal stayed on court, at one point got up and was in the middle of the court in bright sun without a hat. And now Sinner taking another break here, which he's allowed to. And Surrenderal is like, yeah, I'm going to stay here. It feels good. It feels good. It's about 37 degrees here?
Well, maybe he's thinking, I can't be bothered to go and walk in there and walk out again. I'll just sit here. It's fine. He loves the heat. If someone, you know, the thing is, some players do enjoy the heat. They're more used to it. Their bodies are just genetically better equipped to deal with the heat than others. And I think the thing he did well in that third set was not beat himself. You know, he didn't try and go for too much. He just got the ball in and let Sinner miss because he couldn't move.
Wow.
And there's no way, when you have this break like this, Sinner has gone off court, as we said. It's not like the team can dash off court and talk to him and find out information and help him.
No, they're not allowed to.
No.
Yeah.
It's up
but Surrenderal, on the other hand, could be going into his...
Yeah.
Could be definitely going towards his box on the other corner and talk to them, because the rule is if the player leaves the court, you're allowed to talk to your bench.
Yeah.
But I don't think he needs to.
No.
I think he knows exactly what to do.
He's fine, isn't he? He seems totally happy there. Meanwhile, we're in a fifth set, believe it or not, on court Suzanne Lenglen, with Moise Kwame having dropped the third and fourth quite handily to Adolfo Daniel Vallejo, who's won those third and fourth sets 6-3, 6-2. And the 17-year-old will have to regroup. It's tough, you know, when you haven't been in these situations. This is such a learning experience for him.
I mean, how many five setters have those two players played? Probably
not many, if any.
If any, right.
What else is going on?
Gaston, look at that. He's down there 4-2 in the second set. So Surrenderal, I think, brother, is probably seeing the score of his brother saying, hey, if he can do it, I can do it, because he's down a set 6-2 against Hugo Gaston on the Simon Mathieu court. And now up a break, and it's Gaston serving at 2-4 in the second set. By the way, they've been already there for a set and a half for an hour and 11 minutes. That's telling that I think the points are long.
I can't believe that the Empress thought that brioche was really heavy. That's nice.
It's nice.
It's lovely.
It's lovely.
Totally normal.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
Here, Gigi, if you're listening to this, I think, it was maybe a bit early for Gigi to have that that brioche, maybe. But it's very pleasant.
It's lovely, yeah. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Just taking advantage of Sinner's departure.
It's from one of the biggest bakeries in Paris called Le Merveilleux, The Marvelous.
Where is it in Paris?
They're everywhere, but they have one in Boulogne. But they actually make those kind of like chocolates. It's a very sweet dessert, but it's so good with meringue in it.
Oh, nice.
But I couldn't bring that. It was too hot. It would have been like collapses. You could only imagine.
Your bag would have been ruined by now.
Yeah.
You tried to bring that in.
But it is. It's pretty incredible.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
And what a name. The Marvelous.
Yeah. You've got to live up to that.
Marvelous.
Live up to that reputation.
Yeah, well, they do.
Leonard Tien has hit back. He was a breakdown in the fourth set on court six against Facundo Diaz Acosta, but he's won it on the tiebreak. It's now on serve at the beginning of the fifth. Good effort from the number 18 seed, who has been showing a lot of consistency at this level in the last year or so. Drop shot from Vallejo brings in Kwame. Lob volley from Vallejo is long. He had the court at his mercy, to be honest, because Kwame was running around in circles, almost like he's running away from the ball to get back to it. Keep an eye on how long it's taking this break, actually.
It's taking a long time. Was that... It's already 10 minutes, I think. Was that 2:19?
Not quite yet.
That was when it... 2:19?
No, it was back before.
No, they got back on court 2:14.
Yeah.
They played that game. I don't know what time it was, but...
It's been a while.
It's been a while, and Surrenderal is there, patiently waiting.
Yeah, pretty astonishing.
Yeah.
Yep, there's... Marcus Buckland, who'll be on air, I'm not sure if he's on at 3, but he'll certainly be on soon. Here's there pointing out that Will, we were talking earlier about Wimbledon from 2016, Marcus Willis collecting the win in doubles. Such a talented player. I think that there is, well, in fact, I know there is there was a documentary made recently about him looking back at that Wimbledon run.
I heard about it. What a run that was. nowhere. It's a great story. Was he a teacher or something?
He was a coach. He did a bit of coaching and he gave up playing tennis when he was younger, and then he came back and he was a little bit overweight. He was, he wasn't playing that much, but he went away, then he did coaching and stuff, but he's come back and he's inside top 100 in doubles. Let's see where he is, actually.
Pretty good effort. How old is he? He's got to be
early to mid-30s, I think.
Good on him.
Let's see what his ranking is, actually, because I think... let's see where he's got to. Doubles. Sinner is making his way back onto court after that second break. Find him in a little while, but certainly doing well. Nice music from the background from the DJ, keeping everyone discussing, keeping everyone happy. Yeah, Marcus Willis, let's have a quick look and see what his ranking is now. Marcus Willis, the joys of the internet.
Here we go.
We're ready to go. Sinner's ready to go. Yeah, he's ranked 75 in doubles.
That's a very good effort.
As Marcus has just pointed out as well. Almost found it as fast as me. Although he did put 68 first. And Gigi's now telling me the name. Thanks, that. I've got that. Got it. On it.
This is what teamwork is all
about.
All good.
Thanks, team.
Thank you.
Right, we're ready to go again. And what kind of shape is Jannik Sinner going to be in now? I mean, it's mentally, obviously dealing with physical issues is the biggest issue, but he's now got a whole set to win. It's not like could have won a tiebreak or, you know, could have finished off the set if he'd had a little bit more in him. It looks a little bit better as he strikes the ball better, but misses the backhand on the opening point. He said he's taken some pills from the doctor about 10-15 minutes ago, so you expect them to start kicking in at some stage. But again, the fear inside Sinner, the horrible feeling that he must have had as it started to creep up on him. Ace from Surundulo, Surundulo. Love.
If on top of that, you know, Surundulo starts acing.
Well, yeah,
that's trouble ahead
the
of
last
us.
Thing he needs.
Poor Sinner.
But he's not going to want long rallies either. He's going to have to get going. Backhand return, deep to the backhand of Surundulo. Sinner moving a little bit better to his forehand side. Backhand down the line. Forehand big from Sinner, much better. Just unloaded on the forehand inside it.
Tompkins.
Huge forehand. 30-15.
Well, the bad thing is because he's feeling so...
Still bent over, though.
Still bent over so badly.
Oh, he's...
He's got to go for almost winners.
Yep.
It's not going to work.
Any ball that's sitting anywhere remotely hittable, he's going to go for. Standing just behind the baseline to return this second serve at 30-15. Ooh, that was tight. And he just bunts it cross court, just wide, Sinner.
I don't see how he's going to finish this match.
No.
I'm sorry to say, but...
Certainly not this set.
I don't see how he's going to finish this match, period. I don't think it's not kicking, and...
It's only if the pills kick in and they start to work. There's a return forehand drop shot from Surundulo. Smartly done. Sinner actually quickly up to that. Lob goes up from Surundulo. Sinner slowly moving backwards. That ball almost landed in. God, he didn't want to run back for that, Sinner. But he did win the point. It's 40-30. Drop shot's probably a good idea.
Didn't work though, but you're right. It's awful to say, but what do you, you know, if you want to win the match,
why not?
You got to make him run right now, because
game point Surundulo nets the first serve. We'll keep you in touch with all the rest of the matches, of course. But this is a pretty remarkable set of circumstances here on court. Philippe Chatrier, good return from Sinner, good forehand up the line from Surundulo, hacked back by Sinner, and then he batters a forehand cross court.
That's the way to say it.
Decided enough's enough.
Because he did bat that ball. I mean, he felt like he had like a piece of wood in his arm, in his hand, and just, I mean, he hit that ball so hard. Wow.
Unbelievable.
All right. Égalité.
Égalité, yeah. I think, as someone was pointing out, they often say Carentan first and then Égalité when it's the next juice. In comes Surunderlaw for forehand. He actually had more space to put it into, but the lob's not coming back into court from Sinner. And again, is bent
crouched,
over.
Crouched down from the
avantage.
Leaning forward. Can't see his face from our position. He looks like he's really struggling. He must be wondering whether he has it in him to finish it off. We've seen him come through some of these tough situations with cramp. He had it in Rome. He looked awful there, but got through it. First serve misses from Surunderlaw. Advantage to the Argentinian, the world number 56 coming into this tournament. Short second serve. Sinner comes in off a backhand. There was nothing on that. That was just bluff. And he's passed easy as you like by Surunderlaw. Surunderlaw holds to start this fourth set. I suppose the only thing in Sinner's favour is that he won the first two sets. If the pills kick in, if he gets better, then maybe he has those two sets in the bag, and at least he knows he could be in a fifth when he might be feeling better. But at this rate, it's not looking good.
He's pouring water on his neck right now. Just trying to cool down. Good luck with that, with this weather conditions. And Surunderlaw not playing with a hat is actually beyond belief to me that any of these players out there, men and women, are not playing with a hat. Beyond understanding.
Manarino's got no hair, and he was playing with no hat. The brioche has disappeared.
No, the brioche is... Hi, Elena. The brioche is starting to be a hit.
It is a hit.
I'm very excited.
It's very nice. Serve and volley from Sinner on the opening point. Oh, beautiful touch on the half volley, but Surunderlaw gets there. Sinner didn't cover it. And even though Surunderlaw almost ended up sitting on his bench after the forehand, he just flicks it down the line. And it's love 15. Those serve and volleys were working very well early in the match when he had full control of his body and was able to hit the angles he wanted on the serve and get in quickly. He doesn't have that pace now. Not yet, anyway. Love 15. Serve into the net. Slowly trudges back to his serving position. One bounce of the ball and spins it. Whoa, massive miss hit from Surunderlaw. That'll help. Lands in the first, well, almost right next to the cameraman in the first row of the stand, right behind Sinner at the presidential end of the court. 15-all. I mean, this is very interesting. Surunderlaw just has to keep playing, keep doing what he's doing. But will Sinner improve? Again, serves out wide. Doesn't come in this time, but he's got a forehand. Plays the drop shot. This time it's a better one. He's missed so many of those. Surunderlaw will get there, but he won't get the next back volley back into play. And he's 30-15. We often talk, Sophie, about how hard it is to play against an injured player.
Yeah.
But usually they're not this immobile.
Well, yeah, it's hard no matter what, because you have to just completely blank out on your opponent. You have to just think about what you need to do. Just play the right shot. Don't start playing a shot you wouldn't play just because the guy's, the player across the net is injured. It's not easy.
Suddenly they'll run much faster than you think and they'll get there in time. Forehand from Sinner at 30-15. Pushing Surunderlaw back into the corner. Then a better, brilliant forehand up the line from Sinner. Sort of slid on his outside foot into the ball and just lashed it up the line. Not much margin for error, but it worked. A couple of game points to win his first game since this all started at 5-1.
If I were Surunderlaw, I would play the backhand right now. He's not going to hit that many winners like this, or at least not with that pace. I mean, it looked like he was about, I'm afraid to say it, to throw up.
Yes, I thought the same thing too, and that's happened before as well. Doesn't serve and volley with the same serve out wide again, just waits for the ball. Another forehand. Blistering forehand up the line from Sinner. He dumps the ball behind him. He does hold serve. That might make him feel a little bit better as he moves quickly. Well, not quickly, he just moves back to the back of the court. I think he is maybe going to throw up at the back of the court. Can't quite see. We're a long way away from him from our position. He's bent double. I don't think anyone wants to stand next to that. No? Well, the ball boy's just gone and stood where that was.
No, this is my spot. This is where I stand. Do not throw up where I stand. Please. Oh, that's horrifying.
Poor boy. I think he was.
And again, Surundle, by the way, in that last rally, where did he hit?
Yeah.
To the forehand. He's got to stay away from that shot.
You're right. And I think Sinner's movement to his backhand has not been, has been more compromised than his forehand. He's not hitting the backhand with as much power. He's bashing the forehand, though. He's doing it again. Oh, a thunderous forehand. A lot of anger in that shot.
0-15.
From Yannick Sinner, love 15.
He's basically, he knows that that's the only way he's going to be able to come through is if, one, short rallies, two, shorter rallies.
Again, bent double, looking like he's going to throw up.
Merci.
Just waits. He's about 8 feet behind the baseline. Surundulo should think about serve and volleying out wide. Doesn't. Goes back to the forehand of Sinner and nets his backhand, and it's love 30.
When was the last shot that Surundulo hit the net? It's got to be at least since maybe, you know, third quarter of the third set.
Yep.
He hit one long, but not in the net.
Takes all the pace off the first serve to get himself forehand. Sinner quickly across to his backhand side, but he's not going to get back over to the forehand. It's like a judgment call for Yannick Sinner right now. If the ball's in his hitting zone, he is going to leather it. If it's the other side of the court and he can't get back, he's not going to bother. He's still hunched again. Stands up to hit, get himself ready for return. 15-30, one all. Surundulo serving, fourth set. Sinner struggling physically, big time. Drop shot from Sinner, cross court is a beauty. Absolute beauty. Took Surundulo by surprise, and he's got himself a couple of break points.
And especially with the backhand side, like you mentioned earlier, that Sinner loves to hit the forehand drop shot more often, but this one was... well hit, velvet hands.
Yeah, better feel for the ball on that side.
Gorgeous.
And it's given him, unlikely as it sounds, a couple of break points. Surundulo just rolls his serve into court, then pulls the forehand to the backhand of Sinner, goes straight down the middle of the court. Now he gets a forehand, but he overhits it this time long, and it's 30-40.
Yeah, he's just trying to tee off on anything that comes to his forehand side, going for a winner.
I mean, surely, if you're Surundulo, you just go to the backhand side on this serve. Don't risk Sinner slashing a forehand somewhere. Yep, that's what he was trying,
especially with
but
the
he
left
missed.
Paw.
God, Sinner was nowhere near that.
Got to slice that ball again on the second serve.
Second serve. Sinner runs round it, moves round it, but nets the forehand return.
Well, tries to nail it inside in return. I mean, he moved way before Surundulo even tossed the ball in his second serve. Still can make it. Now back to deuce. He had two chances here to take a 2-1 lead with a break, but not yet. At least he seems to be feeling a little better.
A little. Not necessarily little. Between points. Better return. Ooh. Deep, and the forehand is netted by Surundulo. Going for it, but he probably didn't need to.
He doesn't need to. Going to the forehand on top of it. You don't want to go for it on the forehand, if anything.
This is where, you know,
make him play.
This is where the lack of experience, Surundulo is 56 in the world, but not played at this level before in the Grand Slams. Serves out wide to Sinner. A Sinner break point. In drop shot from Surundulo's terrible. Sinner gets to it easily. Should put a smash away. No, he doesn't. It's over his head because he didn't get up to it. He gets the ball back. Does he? No, it's long. Wow. Little bit of luck, perhaps, in the lob from Surundulo, but it worked out well and saves another break point. Juice.
Well, on top of that, the lob was so good that Sinner was chasing it the whole time. Didn't even have the speed that he wants to push on those legs as a sprint toward that ball. He's still crouched over here trying to return. Back to deuce. Oh, boy.
Long game as well. Bigger serve this time from Surundulo. Blocked back hard on the backhand side by Sinner, who gets to it nicely. Now he hits a backhand up the line, looking to work over the backhand of Surundulo. Forehand from Sinner, now a backhand from Sinner, inside out. Backhand drop shot from Surundulo is brilliant. Didn't look like it was going to be a drop shot. Looked like it was just going to be a regulation slice. Instead, it just dropped dead over the other side of the court. And Sinner again is bent double. Every single point, he's leaning over onto his left hand on his left knee. Really, seriously struggling. You don't like to see people go through this kind of stuff on a tennis court. Ace from Surundulo. Hold of serve. Three break points saved, and it's 2-1 to the Argentinian in the fourth set. Two sets to one. Sinner leads.
Sinner taking his hat off. I'm sorry.
Probably to drench himself in ice, no doubt.
Yeah. Sitting down now with
Just going to pour a bottle of water over his head.
We need some ice. Where's the ice?
I would just go and stick my head in that fridge.
I would actually go in the fridge
get
myself.
Get in the fridge.
Get in the freezer. Just yeah. Let me see if I can fit in, but I'm sure I can fit a few of my limbs.
Yeah, exactly. But at least just dive your head in. Feel better for a second.
This is painful.
It is painful. I mean, you know, you mentioned...
I mean, here we are sitting down in the air conditioning booth, and I mean, these poor guys out there are just having the worst time of their life. Well, at least one of them right now.
Well, this is what... You mentioned survival of the fittest, sort of semi-joking in terms of who's last man standing, but it's not meant to be like that.
No.
It's meant to be people playing at the peak of their...
And being
abilities.
So physically, you know, obviously to
exactly,
the peak of their game as well.
Big
but
time.
We don't want him to be like this.
Wow, Marcus has arrived. He looks like
Marcus,
he's been at a rock
is,
show.
Is singing.
He's been at a concert.
I love rock and roll. Come on, sing it.
Brains.
What is this? Rat?
That brioche is in danger now, Marcus.
I don't know
arrived.
What that is. You can explain later. Some Brit thing here. He's got a t-shirt with a rat on him. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Do I want to see this? Who wear? Oh, that's a band.
Marcus,
gotcha.
Did you watch Marcus Willis? Were you out there watching? No, it's too hot, isn't it? Yeah, but good win for him. Very good.
How are you today?
So, sit live, at, live yeah? at number 68 in the live rankings.
Yeah.
I think Marcus is doing a lot better than Yannick Sinner. That's what I think. Fitness-wise. Health-wise right now, Sinner is struggling. We reckon, 25 minutes maybe since he had some pills, took something from the doctor, and he's definitely moving a little bit better, but not properly.
That. Everybody's struggling. The fans are struggling, the players are struggling.
There's a bit more on that first serve. Drop shot from Sinner,
boy,
terrible one.
Missed.
Forehand drop shot again, he should put that away. He's not even made a single one of those. It's not been a good shot even when he was feeling good earlier. And he is now love 15 at 1-2. Marcus is just off air asking Sophie the rule about why Sinner was allowed to leave the court at 5-4 love 40. I think it's because if you're physically unable to even move or do anything, you have to be given the chance to recover. You know, it looked like he was ready to be sick. You can't obviously start stripping points off them. Well, he's losing points now, though, because having missed those three break points, he's left 30.
The rule is if you're unable to continue, doesn't matter what the score is, you are able to ask for the trainer. It's a rule. He's not getting any favors. It is the rule for any players, makes sense.
If it was just cramping, he would have to just say, okay, you have this point. Maybe even give up the next game if you wanted to have treatment. But... because he just could not continue or decided he couldn't continue. He's in trouble again. 1-2, love 30, serve and volley. Up goes the lob from Cerundolo. It's not good. And Sinner puts a bit of extra meat into that smash. The one thing Cerundolo has not worked out in this match is how to deal with that serve and volley out wide on the deuce court. He's not changed his return position at all. He is just keeps chucking up little simple lobs, and Sinner has won maybe 95% of the points on that particular play. Sophie, I think, is making her way out of the commentary box. Thank you very much, Sophie.
I told you I have to go get my shoulder blade
taken
care of because it's so painful.
Well, having bought the brioche, we'll allow you to do that.
Oh, you give me
a totally
break.
Fine. That's go find nice Yannick Sinner's physio. Sinner belts a forehand off the top of the net, and luck is not going his way either now because the ball balloons off the top of the net long over the baseline.
I think
it is
Marcus
15-40.
Came up here just to have lunch.
Well, yeah. Brioche is very nice, Marcus. It's lovely.
That would be your dessert, Marcus, after your sandwich that you're inhaling right now.
Very good. No, it's nice. It's lovely. Trust me. 15-40, Sinner, serve and volley down the tee, and he comes, drop volley, half volley, drop, oh my word, that's awesome. But Cerundolo gets there, and he just pushes a forehand down the line past an inert Yannick Sinner. It's 3-1 Cerundolo, and it's just looking very much like it's going to go five sets, but whether Yannick Sinner can finish it or recover looks very much debatable.
That was a great get, by the way, on Cerundolo to get there and to then place it so gently down the line. So I'm going to let Eleanor take over here.
All right.
And I say au revoir to everybody. And
thank you very much,
enjoy
Sophie.
The rest of your day, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Jiminy says, the conditions are part of the test who is the best. It makes the sport, all sports, better and more intriguing. This is why players do conditioning. 30 to 32 degrees centigrade is not nearly as bad as everyone's making it out to be. Well, Jiminy, I think if you were running around in it, I think you might feel slightly different. You know, when no one is ever, I don't think you're suggesting that Jannik Sinner doesn't do conditioning. Trainings is well conditioned an athlete as any of them. He's able to play like that for 5 hours on a court against the best players in the world. Sometimes your body just responds in different ways to heat. And yes, maybe he needs to do some more investigation as to what's going on, but it's not a conditioning issue. Let's put that to bed right now. There are